welcome the chairman. Good evening, sir. Are you well?
I'm very well, of course, on a night like tonight. Adam, we're really, a few things are happening. One of them is we're celebrating, of course, the fact that we have an international competition that counts. I think it's a special moment for all of us to step back and appreciate what's taken us here. But also, we're looking the challenger in the eyes, and I spent some time with the team this week, and you can really feel that we're here to do business. So I wish the guys a good start, and it's wonderful that we have a full St. Mary's tonight.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, at the risk of being obsequious, the club has to take some credit for the policy, the ticketing policy, the way they've approached this competition. The manager has been selling this tournament for months, ever since it's been a possibility for the team. He hasn't been giving it, oh, who wants the Europa League? He's been saying, I want the Europa League. And everyone now has bought into it.
Well, right through the club, anybody in leadership and or right through the players or the staff, you can tell that we all want more experience. We know these kind of events make, you know, help the club grow, help the individuals grow, and that's why the language has been that way, and we're happy that our fans have embraced the language and feel the importance of this opportunity for us. And everything else, anybody who complains about wanting more football doesn't make any sense to me. I think it's all about this. It's all about events like today, and let's fight for more.
It's been a decent summer so far. The players you've lost, everyone knew would probably go.
Right.
You've added Stephen Colker to make him your sixth signing. The manager said to me yesterday, I want more. But this summer must be far more enjoyable than last, I imagine.
Yeah, it was much more structured. I think we had a lot more variables last year. There were so many more emotions in play, including the changing of manager, where with Ronald and his staff and Les now deeply entrenched in the path of English football, and the respect that he's received has given us the time to do what we needed to do, and we're not done, but we're in a good place, Adam. It's really been a summer where we feel we were able to fill the holes we needed to fill, but we've added depth to the roster, which has been very important.
I said at the top of our show, the Liebherr era has entered another stage tonight with the European football being added to the roster of successes and achievements. How is the owner, and is she here tonight, or is she going to watch it? Is she enjoying it? How's she feeling about it?
No, Katerina's here. She had a little complication with her bags in the airport at Heathrow, which she's not the first one to experience that. But she will be here in time for the match and is very excited about this experience. We all know that on August 10th, 5 years ago, her father passed away, and what's happened since then has been amazing, and everything in his memory, and we continue to build on that legacy. And I think one thing she's very pleased about is the transfers have brought in many young players with a lot of growth potential and upside, and that's what Southampton Football Club is all about, is continuing to look for people with potential and bringing them up to their level and their ability. And Katerina's just very pleased with everything right now.
Yeah, and of course, some fans do say to you, well, hang on, we've got all this money in again this summer. Well, we're going to spend it all. But Les Reed said to me a few weeks ago, you know, just be careful, everyone. It's not about spending lots of money. It's about getting the right player. So is that a warning to say, let's just remember we're doing this the right way, not anyway?
No, it's always something that we need to remember who we are, what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are, and look them in the eye. And our fan base understands. Our fan base is with us, and they respect our process. They know we're building football here for many years and not just for one. And so everything we do is responsible. And it begins with Les Reed understanding that not all football people are in tune with the financial barriers or limits of a team. And he's totally in line with what we need to do here, as is Ronald. And as a result, we've made some exciting moves within our means, and we continue to build inch by inch to become a better club every day. And our dreams, everybody knows, our aspirations, everybody knows, but we need time to get there, and it's the process that we should all enjoy, which we will here tonight.
Yeah, and I think it's testament to everyone's gone about their business at the club that Marcel van der Kraan just said to me, Ronald Koeman is amazed at how much he's enjoying his time in England and his time at Southampton, and he's not looking at what's beyond that. And I think that's a huge statement to come from the outside about this man who is known all over the world for his football.
Well, it's a huge compliment to the club, because obviously he's realized the depth of what we're doing here. This isn't some kind of a fly-by-night journey that we're on. And we are truly a team in all areas of the club, whether it's, you know, through the media, our sales, marketing, ticketing, everything I could go through. Not only the players on the pitch, they carry the flag. They're the face of the club. They're the most important thing for us. The final product is what I'm looking down at on the grass here. But Ronald is truly understanding and on board, and he's enjoying his time. And we enjoy working together with him, and let's just build on that. And I wish all the people listening at home right now continued enjoyment in following our process. And it's because of the people at home and the people here in the stadium that we're doing all of this and working hard to bring the product that Southampton football fans deserve.